so much for her. I never realized or never even thought about getting a chance to preach. He asked me the other night if I felt like it, he'd like to use me one night. And so I appreciate it. Thank you, Brother Randy. And I've certainly enjoyed the wonderful preaching of Brother Carver and Brother Randy. And it's been good. We've had, I was thinking before I left home tonight, we've had good preaching, good singing, and good testimonies, and just had everything wonderful, but we hadn't had anybody saved yet. And you know, I'm like Paul. He said on one occasion, his heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel that they might be saved. Yeah. And you know, my heart's desire tonight is that some of you might get saved here tonight. I can't save you. I'm not the Savior. I'm just a pointer. That's all I can do is point you to the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That's all we do. So it's good. It's an honor to be here at my home church tonight. I feel honored to be able to stand up here and try to preach once again. And we're glad to see this good number. This is a good number for Wednesday night. I never even thought about this many being here, Brother Randy, tonight on Wednesday night. But I appreciate all of you and our preacher brethren and all the visitors. And I was telling Brother Carver, over the years, I don't know, there was a love. I love this church, and I love all the churches around this upholding the Lord. But I never did move my membership over the years. I just let it stay here. I never did move it, which I don't have no problem somebody moving it. But, and I'm not ashamed to tell people that I'm a member of Crossroads Missionary Baptist Church. So it's good to be here tonight. And I know we've had a little setback over the last few years now. And we're not holding a grudge against the Lord or nobody. But we're thankful we're able to do as well as what we're doing. And we still have a week back for some reason or another. And I may have it till the Lord calls me home. But it's been good to be here tonight. I've certainly enjoyed the good singing and the preaching and the singing and praying. We're going to call your attention to the third chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes tonight for a reading. And this is very familiar with all of you people that reads the Bible. And beginning with verse 1 of the third chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, "To everything there is a season, and a time and a purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace." That pretty well covers the things about time. The other day when Brother Randy mentioned about me preaching, I began to try to meditate and ask God that he might send something my way that I might be able to speak on here tonight. And I don't recall ever using this before, but I began to think about time. You know, this world and country, we're on a schedule, a time schedule by our watches. I know when I was working, there was a time that I had to clock in, and there was a time, every what hours of working, I had to clock out. And there was a time that I had to get up every morning to meet that. And when we had a doctor's appointment, we had to have a certain time we had to be there. Yeah. And you ladies, and most men, not hardly as bad, but when you got your hair a beautician, you had to get a certain time. But it was on a schedule of time. And I thought about that the other night as I began to meditate and study, that we're on a time schedule. And what I want to speak on tonight, I'm going to talk to the lost as much as I can here tonight. I want to talk to you. You know, a lot of people will tell you, and I ran into quite a few in my time, where they say, well, I'm going to live my life the way I want to, and at the last, I'm going to come to the Lord. Now, I hope that works, but it don't always work. You read about in the Bible, I want to show you some things. You might not last that long. You take over there in the 14th chapter of Numbers, when the children of Israel, as that God had led them out from under the Egyptian bondage, they was going into the land of Canaan, a land that was flowing with milk and honey. And God had given them power to overcome every obstacle as they journeyed out of the Egyptian bondage to enter that land. And so when they got over there, they was 12 of them went out to spy out the land. And when they got over there, they went out and looked at it, and it was just like God said it was. It was wonderful. What a wonderful. And they brought back a bundle of grapes, I think took three or four of them to total them. It was just like God said it was. And so they had the power and access through God's power to go out there. But there was 10 of them said, when they began to assess what they saw, 10 of them said, look, said, there's giants over there, the Anaks, they're over there, there's giants, and we look like little grasshoppers in their sight. We can't overcome them. They wasn't thinking about what God had done back as he led them out of from the Egyptian bondage. Through all obstacles they come. And they said, we were just like little grasshoppers under them. And they wouldn't enter in. And Jacob and Caleb and Jacob, they said, we can take it. We can go in and take it. But after kind of shortening it up here, when God told them then that they was not going to enter in anymore, they decided they'd go up anyway. But God wouldn't even be with them. He said, I'm not going to be with you. The point I'm making here tonight, there is a time in your life when you can be saved, and that's it. You know, you might think you get saved anytime you want to, but that's not Bible tonight. The only way that you're going to ever get saved is when the drawing power of God is drawing you. That's the only way. The Bible tells us that no man can come to me except my Father would draw him. And he'll raise him up at the last days. So they went on up there in that land anyway without the leadership of God. And what happened to them? The Philistines, they annihilated them. They didn't get in gold. You see what I'm talking about? They had a time when God would have been with them, but they refused that. And over there in the third chapter of the book of Hebrews, he said they entered not in because of unbelief. And that's why you sent a friend here tonight. If you go to hell tonight, it'll be because of unbelief. That's what'll send you there, unbelief. You know, in the Bible, in the jailer there, and I believe it's the 16th chapter of Acts, the Bible says over there, when the old jailer got scared over there, and he began to talk to Paul and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Paul said to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to believe. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 and 6, he said, he that cometh to me must believe he is, and he will water of them that dealest deceived him, must believe him. And so we see tonight, you've got to have faith. And the Bible said they entered in not in because of unbelief. And so you see tonight, sinner friend, you don't get saved just any time you want to. And you remember that. And that's, I know the devil will tell you to put it off. He'll tell you to procrastinate. That means to put it off. And the old King Agrippa, on one occasion, he said, when I've got a convenient season, I'll come to you. And brother, he never did. I don't read where he ever got a convenient season. It might be too late. You know, over there in the beginning, over there when the ark was made, and Noah, when he got that ark finished, he preached, I think, the Bible, I believe, says about 120 years. And those folks that day, they had plenty of time. They had a time to repent and go into that ark, which was a type of Christ. But that only when it was all said and done, the Bible says they wasn't but eight. What happened over there? There was a time when this door was shut. And brother, I'll tell you, when that door is shut, it's too late. It'll be too late for you. Too late. Think about it one day. Be too late. And I pray tonight that you won't put it off too late. As I mentioned, I believe last night, you young people here, you might think you've got all the time you need, but I'm telling you, you don't ever know. Down in Texas the other day, I'm sure everybody, and I'm not trying to scare you, this guy come in with this gun in a little school, and these little children there killed about 8 or 9 of them, shot them down like this animals. You don't ever know where you'll make it to morning or not. That's why it's today. The Bible tells us today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation. And so I pray tonight, if you're hearing lost, that you won't be ashamed. The Bible tells us, if you be ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father which is in heaven. Don't ever be ashamed. If there's anything here, sinner friend, the devil will tell you this and that. Put it off, and people will make ashamed of you and laugh at you. That's the biggest story of lie that could be told. There's not a person in here tonight, a Christian, that wouldn't give anything to see one of you come down here and get saved. I believe that with all my heart. I'd do anything I could to see you saved. And so we see tonight, time. There's a time, and you know, God sent Jesus here on time. He said, when the fullness of time, Galatians 4, when the fullness of time come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, born of the law, to redeem them that was under the law. When the fullness of time, when the Roman Empire and all of that, everything come into spec, brother, I'll tell you, he sent his Son into this world to redeem us, as Brother Randy brought out the other night, talking about redemption. And the Bible tells us that he redeemed us, like he said, with his own blood. We was not redeemed with wood and hay and stubble, but by the precious blood. That's the only one. The blood that's ever been called in the Bible is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's precious, brother. He came and shed his blood upon Calvary's cross, that you might be saved. He said, I came to seek and save that which was lost. And so tonight, as we study about time, there's a time that something must be done before it's too late. Just like the children of Israel there, it was too late. They went on their own and they had an opportunity. And brother, it was too late. They wandered during the wilderness till all of them died out. They never got the opportunity to go back and try it again. And so you never know. I know the Lord's long-suffering, willing not that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. I realize that. But if he gives you one chance here tonight, he's done his part. You can receive him or refuse him. It's up to you. We're free moral agents. We're not puppets on a string, because he made us free moral agents. We can choose. Old Joshua, on one occasion, he spoke about it over there. He said, choose this day in whom you'll serve. But he said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I'm glad this evening that my family, we chose to serve the Lord. All of them are saved. All of us are saved. And I was out of a family of eight. I'm the last one left. All of them are saved. And I've told this before. My old dad was right over out there in the bottom plowing an old one-horse mule up the plow with a horse. And he got saved. He was nearly 70 years old. And God saved him down on the creek bank. And I tell you, all of them were saved. All eight of them, all of seven of them. And the Lord saved me one night up behind the house at the end of my garden. And I'm ready to go, I'll tell you. When he calls, as Job said, I'll answer. And so I'm glad this evening. And so we see then, when that door was shut up there, it was too late. I'm sure I've thought about it a lot. When that door was shut, them people no doubt was screaming. When it began to rain, it never rained upon the earth before. Just knew it'd come up. But they was telling them it was going to rain. And brother, one day it went to rain and the door was shut and it was too late. And you know, I feel like a lot of times that, a lot of people nowadays, it's going to be too late for them. It's going to be too late. People are living. And you know, people nowadays, I've had them tell me, oh, Brother Douglas, I want to do my thing. I'll tell you what, there was a man in the Bible that did his thing. His name was Samson. You know, he was a great man, strong. But he wanted to do his thing. And you know what happened to him? He got his eyes gouged out. And all this thing, the story. Of course, God restored him on the last. But I'm telling you, it costed him his eyes. And on the last, he pulled a building down and it killed him. But he killed a lot of the Philistines. But he was doing his own thing. And that's what will lead you this day. Doing your own thing. And I'm telling you this afternoon, you don't know how much time. You may not make it home. I may not make it through this sermon. I don't know. I don't know tonight, but I want you saved, sinner friend. This is a good night. I just hope and pray that some of you will see where you'll spend eternity. As Brother Carver brought out about hell, I appreciate a man to preach at. How it was, how terrible, and it's forever. It's not you don't get out of it. It's there forever and ever, forever and ever. Separated from mom and daddy probably and all of them. It's terrible. The torments, more than one, in torments of hell. So you don't know tonight. You have a time. There's a time when the Spirit of God is drawing you. That's the only time you can come to the Lord. That's the only time. Think about it. A lot of people won't tell you that. But I'm telling you the truth tonight. And I hope and pray. That's what I want to do. I want to tell you the truth, the whole truth. And I don't believe in sugarcoating it. I believe in telling you just like it is. That's what you got to do. Tell them like it is. That's what's wrong today. I'll tell you what. You can turn your television on and these prosperity sermons and all tell about you send so much money and you get this or that and that. I'm telling you what. The Lord told someone on occasion, said, cry aloud and spare not. And so that's what we want to do. So there's a time that I read here of all things. There's a time. And as we go to the 55th chapter of Isaiah, he said, seek you the Lord while he can be found. You call upon him while he's nigh. That's the only time you find him. Call on him while he's nigh. And I'm glad one time that we had an old preacher here that I'm telling you, he brought it down. And hit me between the eyes with it one night and convicted me and told me how hot hell was and where I was going to spend eternity if I didn't get right and repent and put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see today that many people are turning away. And you know, sinner friend, if you keep turning away, your heart begins to get hardened. It'll get hardened. It'll get a little easier and easier. I remember talking to a preacher one time, and I'm not saying when this would happen, don't get me wrong, I don't know when it happened, it'd be in the hands of God, but he said there was a man that he'd talked to about his soul, and he said that man told him, said, brother, back when I was younger, I'd get convicted, and I already went to the office, said, I kept putting it away, putting it off, and he said, I don't even feel a thing anymore, said, it don't have no bearing on me. Think about that. Think about that. Not even be able to feel the Spirit of God, convicted power, where you'd send away your grace. And we believe that every person that's ever been born in this world has a chance to get saved. The Bible said the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, women. Everybody has had a chance to get saved. And I pray tonight, if you're here and lost, that you won't put salvation off too long. It's dangerous. We're living in dangerous times. We don't ever know what'll happen before it's too late. So, you know, I believe it's Romans 13. He was telling us there that it was high time that we wake out of our sleep. You know, people are sleeping nowadays. A lot of them sleep. He said, wake out of your sleep. It's high time to wake out of your sleep. It's later than you think. So we don't ever know. It is appointed once a man to die, and after this comes the judgment. There's going to come a judgment. You'll stand against it that day, and he'll have the sheep on one side and the goats on the other. And he'll tell them on the goats, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. I'm telling you, it's going to be a day. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people, I believe the brothers talking about, some of them talking about having a party in heaven. I'll tell you what, there won't be no parties in heaven. I'll tell you what, it'll be trouble. The Bible said they'd be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's going to be a terrible place. I'm like him. I don't even like to preach on it, but I do, because the Bible tells us to. So we see today, Jeremiah over yonder, you know, he's talked about over there that he wanted to know why his people, the daughters of his people, wasn't healed. And the reason that you're not saved today is because you've never come to the Lord and asked him to save you when you were under conviction. You know, he said over there that harvest is past and summer's ended, and still we're not saved. Why weren't they saved? Because they didn't come to the Lord, because they was bombed and gilded. The medicine was there, just like we have the Spirit of God. We've got what it takes here tonight. With the Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead, it's here tonight. And it's here, and it'll convict you of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come. That's all we need. And if you refuse that, if you refuse that tonight, I'm telling you, you're living on dangerous ground. You may never get another change. There comes a time in your life you'll get a change. I hope and pray that you'll take advantage of it. I hope you took advantage of it. You take blind Bartimaeus. He was on the side of the road, and Jesus was coming by. At the right time, wasn't he? He was right there. Jesus was at the right time, coming by at the right time. You know, when Jesus, when he comes by, something happens. I hope he comes in here tonight. I hope Jesus comes by in here tonight. I feel him in my heart tonight. I believe he's here. But he came by, brother. He saw him by the road. He asked him, so what would you have to do for you? He said, I might receive my sight. And brother, I'll tell you, he received it. And then the Bible tells us to ask, and you shall receive. Knock, and it shall be open. I'm telling you tonight, don't turn him away. Don't turn Jesus away. This might be the last opportunity you'll have to ever get saved. And this would be a wonderful place. We'll get down here and just pray for you if you're here and lost tonight. And we'll pray. I can't save you. I can't save you, but I'll tell you, I'm telling you when it can. He's the Savior. And he's coming back one of these days in great power and glory. He said he was. As they stood there in white apparel, they said, as you see him sending back, he's coming back in like matter. He's coming back. I'm looking for him. You know, I go to bed at night, and the last thing I do is I try to pray. I'm not bragging or boasting. I try to pray and ask God to forgive me for anything I've sinned. And I want to be ready. I don't want nothing to hinder me when he comes back. I'm looking for him. And he'll come after me one of these days. And I'm ready when he comes. As the brother said the other night, I want to live as long as I can. I'm not volunteering or anything, but I'll tell you, I made my calling, and as I said last night, I've got my ticket punched, and I'm going to get on board one of these days. You know, we sang that song, "Get on board, little children." I'm going to get on board one of these days, and I'm going to leave here. But I'm going to that place where there won't be no more dying. The 21st chapter of Revelation tells us there won't be no more sickness and pain, more dying. That's the place I want to go to. I've had some problems, health problems now for the last 2 or 3 years, and I'm not griping about it. I'm thankful. But up there, there'll be a new body. There won't be no more pain and suffering, brethren. These heart trouble and cancers and all these things, and such as Danny Farmer's going through, there won't be none of that there. It'll be a new body like in the Son of God. I'm telling you what, it's going to be wonderful. There are streets of gold. I've never owned any gold, but I don't have it on tonight. But I've got a ring. My hand swelled up, and I had to take it off. I'm not ashamed of it. But I've never had much gold. But do you think about walking on streets of gold? Streets of gold. I'm telling you, Jasper, I'm telling you what, it's going to be wonderful up there. One of these days when God's people, and I've got a lot to go to heaven for, and all my family's up there, and my wife, and I've got a lot to go there. And one of these days, we'll see them. I don't understand all about sin. It says we'll know as we have known. I don't understand everything about that, and I don't try to preach it. But I'm telling you, it's going to be wonderful. There's a great homecoming. Be a great day. We sang that song, "Come a Great Day After a While." I'm looking forward to it, that one day after a while, and going home, and I want everybody here to go with me. I do. I want every one of you to go with me. There'll be a seat for all of you. So think about it, what I've tried to tell you tonight. There is a time when you, remember, there's a time when you get saved, and you don't need to spoil that opportunity when it comes your way. You need to take advantage of it. If you don't, it may be like the children of Israel over there. They didn't get a chance to go back anymore. It was too late. May God bless you tonight. I hope you got a little something out of it. Senator Friend, I'm going to turn the service back over to Brother Randy, and if you'll get a song, think about it tonight. You're in the hands of good people here tonight, and let me say this. I remember back before I got saved, and I'd been coming to the altar, and I hadn't got saved, and I kind of got wore out, and one night we was getting ready, and Geneva, and I told her, I said, "I'm not going tonight." She said, "What do you mean?" Yeah, I said, "I'm not going. I'm not going." And I wouldn't go, and I think she was crying when she left. And I didn't come down. And after she left, I wished I'd come on. I got under conviction. I thought I was dying, thought I was having a heart attack, and I don't know what all. And I thought, well, I'm going to get out there in the yard and see if I can hear them down there. That's how much this church meant to me. So I didn't turn it down anymore. I from then on, I never did stay there anymore. So you don't ever know where you'll make it till morning or not. I'm not trying to scare you. No. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you. You don't have a promise of another heartbeat. That's how close you are to death. One heartbeat between death. That's how close you are. If you're not ready. And you know, we used to, as a young boy at school, we played a game called hide-and-go-seek. And we'd count there and hide and stand there at our station. And before we began looking for him, we'd say, "Ready or not, here I come." So that's the way the Lord is. Ready or not, he's coming back. He's coming back in great power and glory. He's coming back. So may God bless you tonight is my prayer. I love y'all. And Center Friend, if you're here and lost tonight, would you come to this altar and let us pray, will you? Don't be ashamed. Come on down and let the Lord save your soul. May God bless you. Brother Randy, I'm turning it back over to you now. And we'll get a song if y'all are ready. I didn't mean to keep y'all standing over all that long.